Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
European foreign ministers meeting today in Brussels are trying to forge greater cooperation in the fight against terrorism following the attacks in Paris and anti-terror raids in Belgium. And in Yemen today, home base for the Al-Qaeda branch claiming to be behind the Paris attack, there was an apparent coup attempt. Several people were killed in an exchange of gunfire near the presidential palace. BBC World Affairs correspondent Nick Childs joins us with more on this. And Nick, it sounds like there is a lot of worry that this was a coup attempt.
Jeremy, I think there is concern generally about just how fragile the government in Yemen is at the moment. This is the latest flare-up in what is has been a fairly profound and long-running set of rivalries, tribal, religious, personal. Specifically in this case, the main challenges to the government have been this Houthi rebellion from the north, their Shiite Zaydi members of the population who've been increasingly challenging the government for some time now. They've essentially been pretty much in control of a large part of the capital since last September. So certainly the government's been on the back foot, and this latest flare-up seems to have been as a result of an attempt to bring in a new draft constitution, which the rebels are dead set against. And it's against that background that people like Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula are able to continue to maintain and perhaps to some extent thrive in terms of their presence there.
But we should say that the Houthis are not exactly allies of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. What is the relationship between the two?
No, you're absolutely right. And indeed, the Houthis, as you say, are considered very much opponents. But it is the fact, to a large extent, that Yemen has been a benighted country as far as the Middle East is concerned for a long time. And it's a different set of rivalries within the country that have been going on for a long time. The previous president who had ruled the country for some 30 years was unseated basically because of protests in the wake of the Arab Spring. There's a separatist movement in the south. There's been this flare-up of the Houthis in the north. And that's provided, if you like, the fertile ground in which Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has been able to continue to maintain a foothold, despite the fact that under the previous president and as well under the new president, the United States has tried to cooperate to take on Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula with training of government forces and drone strikes and that sort of thing. All this is clearly complicating the problem as far as dealing with that particular threat is concerned.
Well, what is at stake for the United States if the government falls in Yemen?
I think it clearly does add to the complications, that the first of which is how do you continue with your strategy if it is to work with whatever the government in power is in order to try and take on Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. When the previous president was ousted, the Americans had to start again with the new guy. Part of the problem, I have to say, is that the previous president, Abdullah Saleh, hasn't gone quietly, and he's part of the mix now, trying to maintain his influence. And in some ways, it's a case with him that the enemy of my enemy is my friend, as they say often in the Middle East. He'd been very much an opponent, had fought against the Houthis before when they were rebelling against him. And now there's a bit of a marriage of convenience. He's capitalizing on what they're doing now to his successor. There are also regional issues to be concerned about here. It's very much in Saudi Arabia's backyard, Yemen, on the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula. They want to maintain their influence. They see to some extent what is going on in terms of instability as others interfering, and by others they specifically mean Iran. There's some question as to just how and whether the Houthis, who are Shia, are supported and get help from Shia Iran, but nevertheless, it's a suspicion, and that, again, doesn't help picture as far as Washington's concerned.
That's Nick Childs, World Affairs correspondent for the BBC. Nick, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.